What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington, honey, you better get you some Cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake by underscore Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for Crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious dwelling because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey. Unwanted. The Interlude. Music, Five Star by Cosmic. This is the interlude for Lady Topaz James and her lover AJ. What's going to happen in this interlude? Hey, it's just the prequel to the actual story. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Topaz James. I'm a beautiful black trans woman. I am 28 years old and I'm doing the dang thing. I'm a singer-songwriter, voice actress, running my own business. My car is paid in full and I own my own home. The only thing that's missing is love. You see, I was dating this police officer named Chad, and he cheated on me with any and everything that had a hole and a mouth. Imagine that, a pretty girl like me. I guess I thought it was because I'm trans that I deserved it. Until I met him. Until I met him. It was a hot summer's day, and I was waiting for my home studio equipment to come in. And that's when I met AJ, the love of my life. Who would have ever thought I would have met a perfect man? Giving, caring, wise, and a black Adonis, honey. So this particular day, I was sitting at home, relaxing and waiting for this package to come. I had ordered a microphone, a new stand, and some foam to set up my basement as my home studio so I could do my voiceover work and lay tracks without all the cost of going to a studio, you know, so it wouldn't take much work. And I'm kind of frugal right now, honey. You know, I have to make wise business moves. So I look out the window and I see this delivery truck pull up, and I get giddy because this is my package arriving. But out steps this fine specimen. Who is this fine man coming to my door? This has got to be an Adonis, heaven sent, kissed by the ancestors and God himself. Girl, let me get myself together, honey. Good thing I still got on my business suit, or else I would have been in a negligee. Okay. Let me get myself together. So I ran into the kitchen, grabbed a bottle of water in case he needed water, you know, anything to catch his attention. You know, I'm a kind of girl. And just as I walk back to the front door, he rings the doorbell.
Hi there. How are you? I have a package for you. Oh, thank you. I've been waiting on this all day. I proceed to give my signature on the pad that he's needing.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
Oh, you don't have to call me, ma'am. Oh, here's a bottled water. I know it's hot out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is very hot. Very hot. Thank you again.
Well, you have a great day, and I didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name is AJ. I'm your new postman for this area now.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Mr. AJ. You be safe out there in this hot weather. And make sure you stay hydrated.
You too. And your name?
I'm Topaz, but everybody calls me Tope.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Well,
I would like to take you out sometime.
When he said that, honey, I just felt my inside quiver. It had been 3 years since I had been on a date. And that was worth something. AJ, honey, you better watch it, honey. I'm a woman with a little bit of extra.
And you're right up my alley.
Oh, so you peeped it, didn't you?
Well, I looked at the bumper stickers on your car and I've seen your advocacy work. And I've seen you around town. I've seen you at JoJo's.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm very excited. I tell you what, let's go out this Friday at 7:30.
Sure. Let's meet at JoJo's. That's a great place to be, and I love the entertainment.
Sure, and they'll have the open mic night this weekend.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Topaz, with your beautiful self.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I have to get going. I have to deliver these packages and be back by a certain time. Look forward to Friday night.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well. And with that, he turns around and he goes to his truck. I just had to call my girl Tanil. I knew she would tell Charlotte and Denzel and they would be all up in my business, but honey girl, I had to call her and tell her the tea. I hope this helper picks up.
What it do, girl?
Hey girl, what's going on?
Nothing much, how are you, girl?
I'm good, girl. I got some tea for you.
Oh, spill the tea. I know it's piping hot.
Honey, I have a date Friday night.
With who? And it better not be with your ex, Chad.
Well, his name is AJ.
Ooh.
He was the new delivery guy for my neighborhood.
Girl, you opened up the door with a negligee again.
Girl, I am not Blanche Devereaux. I am not the iconic thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had on my business suit because I had a business meeting, girl.
Girl, okay, I'm going to let that slide.
Oh, so you just going to play me to my face like that?
Girl, I ain't playing you to your face. So, what's the tea?
Well, we're going to JoJo's, so yes, girl.
Ooh, JoJo's?
I need you to do something for me so y'all can make sure I'm safe. I need you, Denzel, and Charlotte to be there.
We got you, girl. We're going to be there anyway because it's open mic night.
Yes, and it is open mic night.
Girl, what are you going to sing, girl?
Well, I don't know yet. I was going to do some Lisa Fisher or... I don't know.
Girl, don't do that old song. Do one of your original songs, girl.
And you're right. I should do Rewind. That'll be a good one. Heck, you know I wrote that about Chad, right?
Hell, you went back to him twice.
Honey, that was one of the best songs that I've ever written, and it's still making hits, honey. Yes, honey.
Girl,
I can't wait till
slay.
It blows up and I get me a Grammy out of this, okay?
Girl, I am so proud of you.
Yes, girl. I can't wait.
Girl.
All right, girl. I'll talk to you later, honey.
All right, honey.
It's Friday night, and I arrive at JoJo's a little bit early. I decided to wear my white bodycon dress with the gold cuff and gold shoes to match. I put my hair up in a nice little bun since I knew that I was going to be singing one of my originals. And, of course, upon seeing my crew, I said... Hey bitches, what's going on?
So fast. Don't play me like that girl, okay? You know what I'm saying? Denzel, you know I love you, D.
So girl, are you gonna do it tonight?
Yes, girl, I am going to sing Rewind. Girl, I know you better sing it. I look at Tennille, and she had put her dress up in a updo as well. Tennille, we're matching, girl. Honey, you know you my sister. Now, Sharla, she was kind of studdish, but she still had a little bit of femininity to her. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You have to do you, girl. But tonight is the night that we see this Mr. AJ. Okay, girl. Now, when he walks in, we're going to have a table up front. Where are y'all sitting? We're sitting two tables behind y'all. Okay. So, I'm going to introduce him to you all when he gets here, okay? Because this is date night. We're going to plan it like we just happen to run into each other, okay?
Girl, you know how we roll. Okay, girl.
Denzel, you done smoked a J.
Girl, you know I had to get lit before I walked up in here, honey.
Yo, high ass. Get on my damn nerves. Shut up, girl. Uh-oh. Here he comes, girl. I see him.
Who, girl? Who?
AJ. Here he comes now.
Yo, what's up, Topaz? How you doing, yo?
Hey, AJ. How are you?
I'm good.
AJ, these are my friends. They just showed up not too long before you. I'm sorry. I'm excited about tonight, I guess. This is my good girlfriend, Tennille.
Hi, Charlotte, there. I'm Charmed.
My friend, Denzel.
Yo, I'm Charmed. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you as well.
How are you?
We're good.
I could tell that they were scoping him out from the jump. They were trying to figure out what his deal was, who he was, and where the hell he came from. Needless to say, I was enamored by him, and I can tell they were wondering how I managed to pick up such fine specimen, fine piece of a man, darling. But I guess it was all in a day's work. So, AJ, you're here for the open mic night? Are you performing?
No, I'm not performing tonight.
Oh, wow. You look like the poetic type.
No, I am not musically inclined. I don't do music. I don't do any of that. But I understand that Lady Topaz here is quite the talented person. Well, she is. That's my sister. And she's very talented.
Denzel said. And I looked at him. Denzel. Child. Lay off the alcohol, and I shot him the sharp look.
I'm good, Topaz. I'm good, girl. You know I'm looking out for you.
And AJ just laughed. AJ looked at me and said,
shall we take our seats? I'm anxious to get to know you a little bit better, Topaz.
I'd like to know you as well. Well, you all have a great night. And enjoy the open mic night. And girl, you better show out, Charlotte says to me.
Girl, I'm ready for Rewind. I can't wait for this single to come out.
Me either. Because girl, you are a fucking powerhouse. My crew was boosting me up in front of AJ and I did not know what to do.
I see your friends really love you. They look out for you.
Well, AJ, being a trans woman, it's good to have a support system that looks out for you. You know, my last relationship didn't turn out so well.
I understand. Do you mind if I ask what happened?
He says, as we sit down and look at the menu to order drinks. Well, let's just say he cheated on me with half of the town.
Wow, that's a low blow. I would never do that to you.
I know, but I've got to get to know you first. Like Stephanie Mills says, you put in a rush on me, but I like to know you better, maybe next time.
Oh, I see that you're an old soul as well. I like that.
Oh, I said, so you're familiar with Stephanie Mills?
Oh, yes. My mom and dad play her in the house all the time. Especially when I come over and visit. I grew up listening to her music. Shoot. They tried to get me to sing, and I quickly realized that it wasn't for me.
Well, I'm sure that you're great at whatever you decide to do.
Well, my specialty is delivering packages, as you saw, and I love customizing cars and refurbishing vehicles and stuff.
Ooh, so I guess you drove something nice tonight.
I did. I just recently refurbished my Porsche that I bought. I mean, granted, I bought it brand new, but I customized it myself.
Oh, a master of the trade, I guess.
Yes, I guess you can say that. So, I understand that you're premiering a new song tonight.
I am. It's called Rewind. I am nervous as all get-go.
Well, I'm going to make sure that you do well. You look like a lady that takes a challenge and conquers it once and for all.
The rest of the night was awesome. Even as I mounted the stage to sing my song Rewind, AJ smiled at me and gave me encouragement and hollered out,
"Yeah, sing, Topaz, sing."
As I was singing, who knew that this would turn out to be a long-lived bliss? Fast forward 8 months later from the day that we met. And this is right before that ninth month. Right before the ninth month.
Topaz, you know what?
What is that, AJ?
I love you.
I love you too.
And you know what? You are a beautiful woman to me.
Thank you.
You know, people tend to deem trans women as confused individuals, but you're not confused. You are confident and strong in who you are, and I admire that.
Thank you, AJ.
And you know, my parents love you as well.
I was actually surprised. Your mom is so awesome. And I love the fact that your parents are very accepting of you dating someone who's transgender.
Yes, it hasn't always been that way. You know, when they figured out that I was of the queer aspect, they had issues with that.
Well, there's nothing queer about you. You love who you love, and you're a human being.
Well, that comes from my religious background.
Mine too. I haven't talked to my parents in over 10 years since I transitioned. And I'm in my late 20s now, so you can imagine.
I understand.
But I do have one aunt that took me in.
That was the aunt that we went to see a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. My parents, they disowned me and told me not to come around again. And of course, my aunt and a couple of my uncles gave them hell about it because I'm their only child.
I know.
But I forgive them and I moved on. I was prepared for what was going to happen. Who knows, maybe one day they'll reach out to me. And I'm hoping and praying that it's not a tragedy, but they really want to rekindle the flame.
Well, Topaz, don't let the past dictate your future. They love you still.
Thank you. Thank you, AJ. So, what's on the menu for tonight?
Well, I made a nice baked ziti. I have red wine. And I have your favorite.
Ooh, cheesecake with strawberry garnish?
Exactly, I know my lady.
Oh, you did not have to do that for me.
Anything for the woman I love.
And there you have it, folks. A long, long bonded relationship. But it was something about that ninth month. Something tragic. Something different. Something unique. I can't put it into words now, but things begin to change. Changes happen. But are all changes good? To find out what happened, check out chapter 1 of Unwanted, now available on Patreon and Ko-Fi.
All links are in the description box. Also, if you want the actual written version, you can go to vocal.media. Chapters 1 through 5 are now in the description box and now available on vocal.media. Please share and let people know about this great work of art. Again, the music is 5 Star by Cosmic. Live, love, and be free, and we thank you.